Well, hello, this is Jeff Gattiosi, and you are on MisplacedDraws.com, where music comes to life. My guest today and his band Blackstone Cherry are about to release their second EP of blues covers called Black to Blues, Volume 2. They're currently on the road finishing up the cycle for their monster 2018 record, Family Tree. Please welcome Blackstone Cherry guitarist Ben Wells. Ben, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, let's start off with the concept of Black to Blues. This is the second volume. The first one you guys did was 2017. What led you to decide to do these particular blues covers?
You know, it's never totally easy. I think we love so many different artists and different songs that I think there might have been a handful that we knew we wanted to do, and then once we got in the studio, we kind of just listened to some other artists that we hadn't covered before, and we just listened to their songs. Like, for example, Elmore James was one of the main ones. We knew we'd love and appreciate Elmore James, and we wanted to touch on some of his music as well. And, of course, we did Freddie King. He's one of our favorites. But, you know, a lot of times we just get in there and let it happen naturally. We try to pick an artist that we've always liked and enjoyed and feel that we can take their song and put our spin on it.
Well, and it's funny you mentioned that, because you guys give these songs just new arrangements. And even though some of them are, you know, 60, 70 years old, you make them really sound fresh. I mean, how do you guys work out the arrangements? Did you have any particular version of these songs in mind? A lot of them have been covered before.
For certain songs like Freddie King's Big Legged Woman, we already loved the riff that was in there. You know, his guitar lick was great. So we just essentially said, let's tune it down and we'll just make it a little heavier, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened with that one. The other ones, like the Funhouse song, we had been doing part of that live as a little teaser. We'd done it for years live, and we'd have fans that would ask us what it was and we'd tell them, and so that was why we chose to do that one. And like the Elmore James, we kind of totally rewrote, you know, a whole new piece of music for it. So some of them kind of lend themselves to being able to write new music, especially like the Robert Johnson stuff, which is mostly obviously his stuff is just vocal and guitar. So we had to compose some different elements, and the other songs kind of are already there, and you just kind of put your own twist on it. So, you know, there's a fine line between, totally rewriting and then taking what was already done and just doing your own thing with it.
Yeah, and it's cool, too, because especially you mentioned Funhouse. I mean, I think that's somebody that really kind of gets overlooked a lot. So, you know, you guys picking up stuff like this, it's like introducing it to a whole new audience.
Thank you. And that's ultimately the whole goal of doing these blues EPs. It allows us to be creative, in a different way musically, and also, you know, introduces this genre of music to maybe some listeners that would never normally listen to it.
Yeah. And as a band, do you guys use these EPs just to sort of kind of cleanse your palate in between full-scale projects?
Yes, essentially. And they're fun and they're easy to do. Like, we got in there and did this in 5 days, and this type of music really comes naturally to us. And I think it's a good thing for us to do in between. Usually we do them at the we release it at the end of an album cycle. That way our fans don't have to wait, you know, a full another year before they hear something by us. So, it's fun to do. And we just do 6 songs just because we don't want to overwhelm ourselves or our fans. We just give them enough, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned kind of coming to the end of the cycle. You guys have about a month or so of dates left on the cycle for Family Tree. You know, and I know every now and then you guys do throw some covers into the set. Will these songs make it into any of the shows going forward?
I'm can assure you they will, you know, just because if people are going to come and see us play, they're going to want to hear songs that they already know, that they know off the new EP.
Right.
So, we'll throw a couple in. You know, I'm not sure exactly which ones, but I know there will be a couple in the set.
Right. And, you know, speaking of your live shows, you guys have a reputation as just a pretty incendiary live band. And you've toured with so many different types of bands over the years, from, you know, the metal crowd to a lot of the more southern and country rock acts. Do you ever feel the need to kind of change your set or how you're approaching a show based on the crowd, you know, the bands you're touring with?
Sometimes we do. I mean, you know, we used to not, and we really, I mean, we don't change anything about who we are and our performance, mm-hmm. you know. We could go up there and play. I mean, even we do a Johnny Cash song, which is obviously country, and the way we do it is totally rock. So there's elements of our live show that we just can't change, and we won't. But it is smart if you're playing with certain acts to, you know, if we have songs in our repertoire that might fit that audience better, you know, we try to piece those songs into the set, you know.
Well, it's funny, one thing I've always just found really interesting about you guys, you know, if you look up your Wikipedia page, it lists, I mean, like 5 or 6 different genres that they have you
right.
under,
yeah.
you know, and I think that kind of goes toward all those bands that you play with in your sound. I mean, how do you best describe your band sound?
I don't know. You know, honestly, that is a hard question because it goes so many places. I mean, obviously what we are at the core is a rock band. You know, we're a Southern
yeah.
hard rock band. But also we love blues. And we
mm-hmm.
do parts of our set that might be we have a couple of reggae things. And then we get into a jam thing. And then, you know, so – but at the core of what it is, it's rock, you know. And I think that's something everybody can agree on now. If they want to call us metal or Southern rock or country
mm-hmm.
rock, you know. We've kind of almost heard it all, you know. But it's all good, you know. As long as people dig it, I don't care what they call us.
Well, and again, that's what I really like about you guys is, you know, especially when you do throw a cover in here or there, you're not afraid to, you know, put in a Bob Marley song or a Johnny Cash song. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, great song's a great song, and you really make it sound like a Blackstone Cherry song.
Right. Thank you.
And now you guys have been on a pretty steady cycle for 5 or 6 years now of, you know, record, tour, EP. I mean, is that going to continue, or are you guys planning on taking some time off coming up?
This will be the last, because this is the end of the cycle. So come the first of next year, we'll start. We've got a couple things we got going on, but we've got to do a new album. So we'll be in the studio, you know, wintertime, and then probably get back on the road in the spring, you know. We've hit this album cycle really hard. We've done, you know, Europe 4 times on it. You know, we've just been all over the U.S. and everywhere, and got to go to Japan and Hawaii for the first time, and it's been great, you know. But it's time to slow it down for a minute and then, you know, crank out another album.
Now, do you guys ride on the road, or you know, do you wait till you're off to kind of put it together?
It's a combo of both. We do ride on the road. We were riding a couple nights ago up here on the front lounge of the bus. So. But, you know, you know, we never want to force it. You know, that's the worst. But so if we hit a creative stride or get inspired, then, yeah, we ride on the road. And then we also can write on the spot as well, you know.
Hmm. And, you know, do you guys have sort of like designated roles when it comes to writing? Or is it just, you know, whoever has the idea, that's kind of what you run with?
Yeah, it's a free-for-all, you know. We do everything equally. So, you know, if somebody's got a melody or a riff or an idea, then we just take it, you know. Nobody really says, well, this is my job to do this or this. You know, we're all in it together.
And, you know, you guys have had the same lineup for, it's almost 20 years now since the first record. And in this day and age, that's unheard of. I mean, how do you explain sort of the longevity and consistency you've had in your lineup?
Well, it's we all started this as friends, and I think our mentality is that we're friends first, and then we're a band second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what's kept us going. And everybody, you know, we're very much a family. Everybody we have on the road with us, our crew is family. We all live in the same area. You know, we enjoy each other's company. So it's, you know, we're not just in it for music. You know, we're in it because we love each other, and I think that's what's kept us together.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny. Every now and then online, you always see the stuff going around about, you know, find a band that's had the same lineup, you know, over the years. And, you know, I think you guys are one that sort of flies under the radar, but it's definitely an admirable thing to, you know, to have that same group of guys doing it. And it shows in the music because even though each record's a little different, there's a consistency to your sound that you don't get with a lot of bands. Where you see lineup changes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And as we mentioned, coming out on November 1st is Black to Blues Volume 2.
Right.
Some great covers. I've been listening to it for a while now. You guys do an amazing job. So I encourage everyone to go out and get it. You can order physical copies off your website. It'll be streaming on all the usual sites. So best of luck as you guys finish up this tour cycle and with the Black to Blues record, and look forward to catching some new music and the new tour coming up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Have a great day. Thanks a lot.
You too.
Yeah.